This is Supply Chain Radio. I'm Greg Kiefer, and today I'm joined in the studio by Clem Venable from VF Corporation. Clem, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
So, Clem, VF Corporation, big apparel company. Most people probably aren't aware of it, but you guys make some of the best known clothing brands there are on the planet.
Absolutely. We've got Lee, Wrangler, North Face, Nautica, Timberland. A lot of great brands there.
With as great as that is, I'm sure you get great discount on North Face, which I'm jealous of, is a complexity in the supply chain and the operations that probably a single brand company may not have to deal with. And it's got to be challenging to support all of that.
It is the most complex supply chain that I've been a part of, but it's rewarding and it's fun and a learning experience every day. And it's pretty interesting.
So, we like to talk a lot about technology on Supply Chain Radio, and supply chain visibility is something that gets talked about a lot. I was at a Gartner conference not too long ago, and it was like ranked number one and two. Business intelligence and analytics being right up there as well. You know, I happen to know that you guys use a lot of visibility, and maybe you could just talk a little bit about kind of the role of visibility and how you orchestrate and run a big, complex global supply chain like VF's.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you talk about supply chain, it's about having the information you need to make the appropriate decisions. Supply chain isn't very complex because you're trying to make decisions that are just efficient for your company, whether it be a play on transit times or whether it be a play on actual costs. So visibility gives you the opportunity to weigh both and to make the appropriate decisions. And then furthermore, the earlier that you have that visibility gives you, a better opportunity to make those decisions that are necessary for your operation. But yes, we use a tool with GT Nexus for visibility, and it helps us to track our shipments and to make some of those important decisions that help us operate on a day-to-day basis.
Right. Now, so one of the things that every supply chain practitioner must deal with is the dreaded disruption, and that can be a lot of things. But, as we're sitting here recording this session, the hurricane that I forgot the name of it now, the one that went up the Atlantic coast a couple weeks ago,
right,
was a big disruption. You're down in North Carolina, got a lot of rain out of that, but certainly you had to deal with that and prepare for whatever that storm was going to do in the whole Southeast. So maybe you could talk a little bit about how you use visibility and how you kind of fortified your supply chain against any kind of things that would be problematic.
Absolutely. So there was planning that went along with knowing that a hurricane was coming. Fortunately, we have the technology now with forecasters to know that, there's a hurricane brewing and potential paths. So we knew which freight was going to be potentially impacted. So from that point, we monitored what was happening with the weather, but we looked at our product that was at the vendors in that region, particularly Latin America, product that hadn't left the vendor, product that was on water coming to the United States that could be impacted by the hurricane in the path, and then product that was already in the United States that needed to be picked up because as preparations were made by the ports for the hurricane impact, they closed early. So making a decision on what needed to be picked up and if we could accommodate, early pickups and whatnot. So having that visibility tool was really assisted us in determining which silos, if you will, that our freight was in, how much volume was impacted. Of course, you can talk about financial implications as well. And then more along the strategic lines of, do we need to change PODs, port of discharges, for some of the freight that was en route? So all important factors and just played major roles, and we use visibility to make those decisions.
Right.
And provide great analytics for our business owners.
When I think of visibility, a lot of companies say looking into plans is visibility. I often think of it as kind of like a Google for supply chain.
Right.
I think when a lot of companies think of analytics in their supply chain, they're kind of looking at like, what's my plan analytics? If there's any sort of postmortem, it's months after it happened. But I actually believe there's a real opportunity, kind of what I'll call on-the-fly analytics as it relates to the day-to-day execution in terms of things that are happening right now. And I happen to know through a secret source that you guys have some of that. You have some of that going at your end, right?
Absolutely, daily.
And when you think about that, analytics or BI or whatever, it's got to involve not just the stuff that your company or your systems, but your entire partner ecosystem. And maybe you could talk a little bit about the role that you have in analytics and how you're applying it to running a smooth supply chain for VF.
From a supply chain perspective, everyone is always interested in transit times. And we like to be able to share with the business what our transit time goals are, if we're meeting those goals, and if we aren't, what we're doing to change them, and if we are, what we're going to do to try to improve them. So it's always a moving target, but we're always looking to improve. And we use analytics to help us with that information.
When you talk about what you share with the business and transit times, how are you getting that information? Where is that coming from? Are you having partners log into a portal and type it in, or how do you get that? Because data is obviously the big challenge and stuff like this, right?
Absolutely. We have our partners. We work through a tool in GT Nexus, and our partners utilize that tool as well. And they enter updates that are pertinent to that container or those shipments. And we take that information as a collective, and we are able to research that data, export it if we need to, or mainly just work inside the tool to see how we're performing.
Right. Now, a lot of the data you probably are collecting probably also comes through integrations with partners and their systems. And I happen to also know, because we've been meeting about this the last couple of days, that data quality is always a challenge. And you also use analytics to measure data quality performance, as I understand, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
So how does that work? I mean, how do you use a BI tool to improve, you know, data quality with EDI and XML connections between systems? How do you do that without getting too deep into the weeds here?
Well, I mean, we're able to scorecard our partners and share with them the results of those scorecards, and they're able to make the necessary updates to be better the next time.
Right. So it's kind of like a partner scoring index, and you're communicating that with your partners and holding them accountable through contracts and stuff like that?
Absolutely. And it's a collaborative effort. We try to do as much as we can on our end to assist with any needs that they may have, and it works both ways.
Right. Well, insight into performance is the ultimate barometer of behavior, because you can think they're performing bad, but when you have the intelligence, you can identify what the root causes are, I imagine, of why things aren't going the way they should be, correct?
Absolutely. And a lot of times with any opportunities that may arise, it may seem like something is happening incorrectly a lot, when if you look at all of the data, it actually isn't as much as you might think. So it's important to keep a level head and to say, well, really, 95% of the time you're doing just fine, but we need to maybe tighten this up just a little bit.
And I guess it's just an ongoing thing, right? It's not like you set up your beautiful BI dashboard and say, okay, we're done, and we'll just kind of look at these things all the time. It's kind of like a car motor. You got to constantly give it oil and gas and adjust it and keep it humming, right?
Absolutely, but I wish it worked the other way.
Yeah, right. So do we all. But, you know, it is technology, right? It's never as easy as you think. Well, Kleb, thanks for coming on the show. That's really insightful, and we appreciate you stopping by the studio.
Thanks again, Greg. Appreciate it.
Okay, this is Greg Keefer, Supply Chain Radio. We are signing off.